Thank you, kids. That was excellent. And thank you, Mary Frances, for preparing them. I'm sorry that transition after A Mighty Fortress did not work well. I had paired those two songs because the I Stand in the Gospel of Jesus Christ reminds me a lot of Martin Luther's quote that I stand here, I can do no other. But it was still great. So we're spanning about 500 years in our songs tonight. A little bit more if you count the psalms that we sang. So it's obvious, I think, why we sing old hymns. They've stood the test of time, and they connect us to believers who came before us. But I often get asked, why do we sing new music? Well, one of the reasons we sing new hymns is that the leadership of this church crafted this statement years ago before I was even here. Here's the statement. We worship with historic and current expressions of music. We desire to have a variety of musical expressions of praise to the Lord. Brian Chappell says it this way, the gospel is too good and too rich to be contained in one dimension of human expression. It as well that we sang earlier is probably a favorite of many of yours. So it was written in 1873. So if churches in 1872 had said, you know what, we've had 1800 years of church music. I think all the greats have been written, right? We wouldn't have that hymn. So I'm thankful for congregations that sifted through and sorted through Charles Wesley's 6,000 hymns, right, so that we could sing the best handful of those. So we also sing new songs because we want to be a part of that filter to pass down the best to the next generation. So you'll see a passage from Colossians 3 on this page. Am I in the right place? Is that right? Okay, great. It lists three types of things for us to sing. It lists psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Well, scholars can't really agree on exactly what those are. There's not much consensus. I like the scholar who says, they are distinct yet overlapping categories. So next we're gonna sing three songs in a row. The first is a psalm, the next is a hymn, and the final one is just a very spirited song. But all three songs share a common theme.
The theme that we have a sovereign God that we can trust, a timeless God who comforts us in suffering and who brings hope. You'll see instructions in one of the songs where we'll sing older generation to the younger generation and younger generation to older generation. We sometimes give you a dividing line, but tonight I will let you put yourself in whatever category you want. You have a hard time. With the older and the younger generation. Please stand.